Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Chocolates.
What the frick is that?
We got the chocolates.
Don't they do dad jokes?
We got the chocolates.
Wait, there's a podcast?
Yes. Really?
Scouts, welcome back to the We Got the Chocolates podcast. I'm Lee.
I'm Skin.
And Cody's not here, but we do have Yana.
Hello.
Yeah, well done, Yana. I've actually got an intro for you. Still got the baby, obviously.
Yep, still have her.
Is there something wrong with you?
Idiot.
Always worth clarifying.
Yep, still have her.
And you've also got the Chock's new hoodie.
I do.
That is nice. Good. That's the first time I think it's been worn.
Very comfortable.
Yep.
Long sleeves.
Well done. Keep going.
Good for a hoodie. Short sleeve hoodie would be weird.
What I mean is, as a taller girl, it's actually quite hard to find things that are long enough, and this is perfect.
Right. Excellent.
High rate it.
Great. That is magnificent. And you can see that if you're watching on YouTube. Mikus is over there.
Hey.
And the podcast goes up on YouTube as well. So Mikus is in charge of what happens behind the cameras, also appears in front of them. Dave the Brit that knows jack shit, he's over there. He edits the podcast. So you'll hear from him a little bit as well. We got the chocolates. That's a win. You probably arrived by accident. Definitely stay for laugh. I usually say those in the other order, but that's okay. Skin, I think you're throwing to a story.
Yeah, sure. Just a nice little funny conversation I had with Eloise the other night. Nothing too exciting.
Who was your fiance, obviously, after you were in that rapid relationship and proposed really quickly.
Yes,
exactly. If you're a new listener.
Yeah, we were really in a rush, so we waited like 10 years to sort that out. Anyways, we're engaged now, and we were sitting at home watching sport the other night, which I don't think Eloise was super excited about, but had the Brisbane Lions on the TV and the first Ashes test on the laptop.
Right.
And she took a photo of the setup and put it on her story and stuff. It was all really nice. We were sitting there watching, having a great time, and I was just commenting on how
we were both having a great time.
She was trying to get involved.
Okay.
She seemed a little bit interested. It was okay. Nice. It was enjoyable. And I was just commenting on how good it was to see the way England were playing. This was the first test of the Ashes, right? I think Crawley hit the big cover drive for four first ball, and then Nathan Lyon came on, and everyone was just hitting like reverse sweeps first ball. It was pretty loose to see. I was just talking about like, this is so exciting. Like, it's so cool to see him just taking it on. Like, look at all these reverse sweeps. They're just smoking reverse sweeps so easy. Like hitting singles out the deep point, just like it's nothing. Like it's a normal block shot. I was very impressed. And then Eloise just didn't reply at all and sort of let like another 20 odd minutes pass by, and I think it got to halftime in the footy, and then I saw another reverse sweep and I was like, wow, they just make it look so easy. And she was like, oh, man, you got to tell me what game you're looking at. I've been watching the AFL thinking, where are all these reverse sweeps? I'd explain to her, like, a reverse sweep, you know, like the bowler's this way and they're hitting it out there. And she was like, what's a reverse sweep in the AFL?
And did you get to the bottom of it? Like, could she play a reverse sweep now?
I don't think I wouldn't be
How
back.
How far well. Into it did you go? Yeah, Eloise hit a few throwdowns.
Met Sash yesterday.
Yeah, so she'll be playing for Tigers next year.
That's what we need.
Yarns, you've been will, probably.
Big on your Ashes watching, AFL watching at the moment?
No. My husband is.
Yes. Well,
I haven't seen him in a week.
Funnily enough, not the last time your husband comes up in this episode with a little lyric substitute skin coming. Sadly. Don't look at me like that, you idiot.
I did nothing.
Okay. Lyric substitute skin featuring in today's podcast episode. But let's get on to joke of the week. And there's been a few sent in on the Chalk Line, which is just the voicemail service that we use. Well named.
Yep. It's on our website. Really we got chocolates.com.au.
Yeah, it's really page. Catching on, I think. It's from Russell, and if Cody was here, he'd make that joke about how he's actually, you know, he lives in a bush, this bloke.
Oh, haven't heard that.
No, here we go.
G'day, guys. It's Russell here. Bit of a joke for you. What do you get when you cross a brown chicken with a brown cow?
Brown chicken, brown cow.
That caught me so off guard.
Yeah, I was just trying, looking at your face, like trying to work it out.
Like, I was thinking really hard about it. I was like, what is this? That's really very good.
What did that come from? Who used to do that brown chicken bread? What was that from?
It was just like a generic sound, I feel like. I don't know where it originated.
It was like a DJ thing or something. Like people used to do it for that.
Maybe. I don't know. That's funny. That's good, Russell. That's good.
Yeah, well done, Russell. Skin, I think you've got a written one.
Yeah, had a written one also sent in on our website. This one comes from James. The guy sitting next to me on the train showed me a picture of his wife and said, "She's a beauty, isn't she?" I said, "If you think she's beautiful, then you should see my missus." He said, "Why? Is she a stunner?" "No, she's an optometrist."
Yikes.
That is two from two.
Those were two solid ones.
That's probably time to end the podcast. We've got to finish on a high.
Thanks for joining us. That's great.
Joke of the week brought to you by our friends at Better Beer. I'll be particularly proud of that one. That's one of the better ones we've managed to do for them. So that's very good. Now, if you're watching on YouTube, you're probably wondering what's happening with these medals that we're wearing. Is that
to
what
be
they're
honest, I don't think they're actually in frame.
Are they? Oh, right. Sorry. Well, let's show them now. Now they're definitely in frame. Probably not in focus.
I don't think many people were wondering anyway.
No.
They were not.
Like, why are they wearing a necklace? So we did indeed run a marathon yesterday. We completed the Gold Coast, not Yana.
No, certainly not.
What were you doing?
Anything else. Literally anything else.
Well, I can tell you at the 26 kilometre mark, we were thinking, I wish we were doing anything else.
Yeah, I bet.
Awesome. The worst thing is that, yeah, we've completed it, myself and Mikus, and we have medals to prove it. Skin, we're not sure. I mean, I thought I was running with him.
Did you see him on the course? Because I don't know if I did.
But he has
did
no.
Did see me on the course?
Right,
there's footage of us.
Just show them your Garmin. Just show them your Garmin record. No, it's going to be fine.
Yeah, where's the Garmin? Pull up the stats for us.
Obviously,
yeah.
You don't do a marathon without a Garmin.
Yeah,
so.
No, you wouldn't. What idiot would go? Yeah, exactly.
By the way, it goes without saying they're wonderful people. Mm. They're looking fantastic. To get on board.
Wonderful people.
Definitely jump on board, please.
Yeah, the old Garmin. So wonderful people, obviously, but their battery life after a couple of years.
97%.
So we're about to leave on Sunday morning and I think, oh no, my Garmin's only got 90% battery. I'm going to leave it charging a bit longer. It needs to be at 100. I've never run for 4 hours straight before. I don't know what it's going to do, how it's going to go. Never got it off the charger and got to the start of the race.
Finish line would have been.
Start of finish line.
Finish line.
Good place to start.
Got to the starting line and realised I didn't have my Garmin, so I wasn't going to be able to track it. It was all pointless. And then did finish it. There's footage of me finishing, going across the finish line with Lethal.
We bought that today. That still hasn't been delivered either. So really you are clutching at straws at the moment.
And then since lost my medal. So, yeah. Went through probably the most painful thing I've ever been through in my life and have no evidence to support it. So that's good.
Yeah. Just to double down on that, easily the most painful thing I've ever, the most pain I've been in ever. Also, Jans, wanted to get your thoughts on this. Mikus' idea, right? How many weeks ago was this that you were like, oh, boys, we should probably do a marathon?
I reckon 4 months. 4 months?
Yeah. 4 months, yeah. Okay.
So in 4 months, we've done...
gave us plenty of time.
Plenty of notice. We did a lot of training, which is why you've heard so much about it. I think we clarified today that we went for 15 runs. Is that right?
Between you or no, each?
Each? Each, yeah. So in 4 months.
In 4 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you should be running
I
about
run
four
more.
Times.
Well, you should have done the marathon then, y'all.
No, thank you.
Yeah. So it's fair to say that we felt underprepared. Mm. All right. Myself.
Yeah, you're really advertising it. Yeah. Like for wanting me to run with you, you're really.
Well, if we can do it, anyone can do it.
But yeah, so Mickers has inspired us to do this. And we're like, yeah, okay. So it was a cool thing to tick off your bucket list. No worries at all. Mingus ran with us for 16 kilometers and racked us off. after all the talk being like, nah, guys, we haven't trained enough. Let's just make sure we get each other together. We'll get each other over the line.
I do feel bad. I'm not going to lie. I 16 really
kilometers, off he goes. See you later. Racked us.
Why?
I know. I don't know. I feel bad.
Yeah, you do.
Because Lee kept going. While we're running, Lee would be like, just to check, boys, how's the body's feeling? Just because he wanted to tell us that he was feeling sore. And so at 16K.
I was looking out for your mates.
Of course. At 16 kilometers, I go, Lee, how you feeling? He's like, about to hit a wall, I think. And at that stage, I was kind of like, oh, probably just going to go.
This is after.
Sorry, are you trying to justify it?
Yeah, that was a great justification.
What do you mean?
Lee was in pain, so I left.
I don't want to stop. Yeah.
So the reason I left is because I left.
Your place is to be.
The reason I left was because I was bored and you were running too slow and I wanted to run faster.
This is also after I went to the toilet, they kept running, and so I didn't want to run by myself. I've done a full, like, literally 800 meter sprint to get back to them where my heart rate went to 190. We wanted to keep it at 150.
I didn't go back
there. And it never got back down. It was cool.
I also did the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So we both done that to try and catch up to Migas, and then he's abandoned us anyway.
Yeah, that sucks.
You'll love to hear that at about 24K, I regretted my decision. And
did you turn around? How much regret?
So that would have been the worst decision. But I was in an awful amount of pain because I was like, oh, I really can do this marathon in 4 hours. And then I didn't get really anywhere
near
that.
No, I didn't think
you
would.
Okay, thanks. But I was in a lot of pain at 24K and obviously wish I stayed with them.
Mm. Yeah. Also, did they catch up to you again?
No. Absolutely. I mean, sorry, that was me. No.
Wow.
No, they didn't.
We're a long way behind.
Yeah. Michael was worried about that because he was in so much pain he had to like stop and walk for like 10 minutes or something.
I didn't really.
You were telling us. You kept turning over your shoulder to check if we were catching up. But
it was
mate,
aid station. I looked back. I was cramping.
In much worse condition.
Cramping.
He was never like, even if we ran together, Migas, I worked out yesterday, is the type of guy that would have run ahead by 10 metres just right at the end to make sure that he beat us. 100%. Also, the other thing that is frustrating, I find, and it's a great atmosphere. Like anyone that hasn't done, only done the Gold Coast Marathon, but I would assume probably like that at most marathons. But like people that had hired hotels across the whole sort of Gold Coast beach, they all come out, like everyone's cheering for you, like as in people that you don't know at all. Like there's people playing music.
Oh, you didn't just put all of your friends in beachfront rooms to cheer for you? Yeah,
this chock's budget's going all right. We hired out all hotels.
Yeah, doing all right.
Actually, we were hard-pressed seeing our other halves. In fact, we saw them twice throughout the whole race. Yeah. They were having a coffee for the first 22Ks, so we didn't see them then. We caught them once at like 28 kilometres where we were half dead and then once again at like maybe 38 or something. But yeah, in between, there were a lot of people that were very, very positive, like trying to sort of lift you. But we were getting quite frustrated because some of the things that people say when they don't know what to say is not helpful at all. Like, for example, we've run 18 kilometres. Migas has just left us 2Ks. Sorry. We're still running. We haven't even got to the first turn yet. And someone goes, well done, guys. You're almost there. Like, no, we're absolutely not. That's just a blatant lie.
Almost where? Because it's vague. It's vague enough that it could be true.
Almost,
he didn't say almost at the
end.
If
you're considering stopping at 20, then you're almost there.
Yeah, but no, that's just not helpful. I wouldn't know what to yell, to be fair.
Well, that's the thing. Is like, I'd appreciate that you're trying to be positive, but some of the stuff you're saying is not helpful.
What would be helpful?
Well, I don't know.
What do you want to hear?
Comments at like the 35K plus mark would have been that's very
so
nice.
You just want silence until that point.
No, just like, well done, guys. Yeah, great stuff. You look good.
What you really wanted
you're
is Michael to not
abandon
you.
You're almost there when I've got 27 kilometres to go. Is like, please don't. No.
don't lie to me.
And the other one was people's timing is just weird. Like, well done, guys. You're doing really well. We've run 1.4 kilometres, you idiot. We only just started. Like, tell us this.
And you're running next to us.
Tell us this at like 33Ks when we're busted. That's what I found. Yeah. But we had like heaps of advice like that, even on the chalky sending it in on Instagram. Just remember, running is entirely mental.
Oh, yeah.
There is a physical component.
Running is entirely mental. Just put the pain aside and one foot in front of the other. Wrong. Like, that's actually wrong. It's not 100% mental at all.
No, it's not.
There's a fair bit of physical stuff.
It's not a fair bit of physical exertion.
There was some physical.
Feeling it today?
Yeah, well, that's what I was about to say is I think we were feeling it definitely yesterday. Okay. In fact, I don't know if it's possible, but I was saying to Skin on the run, like, it feels worse walking than running somehow. Like when we would stop to get a drink at like the aid station, that was when I realized.
Like your legs felt worse
No, it's legs. I was fine lungs-wise, I thought. But yeah, the legs were just, they would not work. And then when we finally finished, like even now I'm dreading trying to get up from this seat. This podcast might be 100 hours long.
Well, I'm not dreading up.
I was so jealous of you when you just came bounding in.
So you got that one stare to get into the
front door. How did you do that? That took us 3 hours today.
Walked up your driveway with such ease. You just had a tear in your eye.
I looked at everyone today that can move normally and I was like, oh, you should have seen me try and get out of bed.
It's like when you have a cold and you have a runny nose or a stuffy nose and then you're like, why do I not appreciate this when I don't have a cold? You know, when you like can't breathe.
Exactly. Yeah. As a testament of just like how bad a shape I was in, a guy saw us at the finish line, like we'd finally finished and skidded off, walking through, we got given like a water bottle, these oranges and a banana. And I couldn't even like, the oranges literally made me sick. I was like, I had reflux. So I could not get them down. And then this guy, I was so tired. This guy came up to me and was like, hey, I remember you. I saw you. And he said something that you've now since explained, Mikas.
Yeah, it was the Black Hall 100.
Yeah. He's like, I saw you at the Black Hall 100. You beat me there as well. And I was like too tired to correct him. And I was just like, yeah, mate. Yeah, nah. I didn't feel too good out there today, though.
That's a 100 kilometer ultra trail run. I was like, first of all, Lee did not do that. Second, he definitely didn't beat that guy.
I feel like maybe Lee just claimed it. Maybe Lee knew he just wanted to.
What?
He just claimed it. It's your little victory at the end of the day.
So, hey, actually, have you got my medallion by any chance?
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We'll get ready to hear your favorite songs and then them quickly become not your favorite songs anymore as we dive into the world
of rapid decline.
This is lyric substitute Skin. Basically, we replace song lyrics with the word Skin and see who can come up with the most creative or, I don't know, Skin, you usually judge who wins this or who's done the best job. So what do you judge it on? What are you looking for in your criteria?
Is it more of like a vibe thing?
Yeah, I think it really is. It's certainly not like quality of production.
That's all I had going for me.
Vocals or no, anything like that. I think it's essentially just which one makes me laugh.
Okay. Nice. All right. Well, that's good. Well, we've got a lot of entries tonight. Skin, obviously you don't make them yourself because it would be weird to sing songs about you.
Correct.
And Yana, you don't make them because you're a regular person.
Because I'm normal. Yeah. I do have a ring in though. My husband has submitted. Significantly less normal. We balance each other out, so it's fine. I think he submitted 6 and Dave the Brit chose. Yeah. How many did you end up choosing?
We
2.
Narrowed them down to 2 because they were long too. He was still full songs.
And might I add, he had like 30 minutes notice. took my phone into the spare room.
I actually gave you, you see, I reckon I gave you about 40 minutes notice.
Yeah.
You were still somehow 15 minutes early and you had your husband producing.
Yeah. I forgot to tell him for like 10 minutes and then I remembered.
How do you live 20 minutes away? How is that possible?
How do you guys get stuff done like that?
I don't know.
What happens to us? Imagine us trying to do all that.
I think those two must own a TARDIS or something.
We would still be going. Okay, who do you want first? I think Mikus comes in with the first entry.
All right.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and it goes like this. Take me by the tongue and I'll know you. Kiss me till you're drunk and I'll show you all the moves like skin old. I got the moves like skin old. I got the moves. Like skin,
woo! The auto-tune!
Again, Dave made me sound bad with the auto-tune.
That's so good.
Oh, yeah. Dave made you sound bad.
Dave, the producer, I love it.
Name a more iconic duo than Mikus and auto-tune.
Oh, wait.
That is the worst thing I've ever heard.
Whoa. Really? Oh, ever?
Yeah. It's pretty bad.
Yeah, not the full song, just the bit where you go, yeah. That was absolutely heinous.
Oh, I actually tried so hard.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, there's never a question of that. We know you do.
We know you tried.
Oh, don't say that.
No, I'm joking.
I'm fine.
Don't quit your day job.
Nah, do you want Lee?
Yep.
Here we go. Oh, this is me, by the way. This is the one thing I do in this segment. I just refer to myself in third person. So stick with me. Here we go.
You're an idiot.
If you wanna be with me, baby, there's a price to pay. I'm a genie in a skin. You gotta rub me the right way.
That's so foul.
That shan't be winning.
Come on!
Even with Biggest as auto chip.
Who's winning so far?
Why did you say, what was this done? If you want to be, why did you not say if you want to be with skin?
Well, because that would be too,
too obvious.
Regular.
You need to
be a genie and a skittled. That'll give me nightmares.
That's so gross.
What are your three wishes?
For that song to not exist, just one.
That again.
It's one, two, and three. Dave the Brit, this could never be good.
Oh, no.
Dose Jackson.
Oh, no, Dave.
I can't feel my skin when I'm with you, but I love it, but I love it.
Wow. What couldn't you feel? His skin.
Yeah,
I can't feel my skin when I'm with you.
But I love it.
Good choice. I like that.
What
do you make him cold? Funny.
But hang on, is there a lot of auto-tune there as well? Yes. I take it? Yeah, okay.
Is that more auto-tune than everyone else? Oh, okay. Yeah, you needed
just
it.
Yeah, I can't imagine you hitting that pitch.
All the way it does that thing.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain the musical terms.
The way you guys do that with your voices. It looks like you're literally riding a barrel, though. That's what I envisage. Your voices
barrel.
Are going like this, just fluttering along. It's quite impressive. I didn't know you could sing like that, and obviously you can't. Okay. Well, Yana, here is your husband Matt's first go.
I'm so excited.
Wild skin. You make my heart sing.
He's laughing.
You make everything groovy. Cause you're my wild skin.
It's so good.
Wild skin. I think I love you. But I wanna know for sure.
That went on for way longer than I thought.
Oh, my God.
It just keeps going.
There's a lot of gusto behind that.
I was hoping it was never going to stop.
Okay. Well, that's the new standard. Very good.
No, auto-tune.
He took
do
that real seriously.
Yeah, yeah, bloody hell.
But he was also laughing in between.
Can we hear all of his?
Let's get to a couple from the chalky skin. I'm going Alex first.
Hey, Scouts. Alex from Surrey in the United Kingdom here. Now, I... I'm a few episodes behind. I actually found you by accident, but I stayed for a laugh. So I've listened to every single podcast that you've made over the last couple of months. But I've only made it as far as episode 182, where they start singing about skin. And I figured I could throw a few names in there, actually. Apologies for how I sound here.
I'm made.
Next to Lee, and go deep. Next to Lee, you will find skin, you'll find skin next to Lee.
Very good.
It's a bit cross from me at the moment. But,
very good.
Yeah.
That's quite good.
The way he talked and the way he sung. The way he talked and sung did not match.
No.
Like he was auto tune there.
No auto tune. Yeah.
We
kind of like nailed the high notes and stuff. That was good.
No need to apologize. No, it was very good.
Yeah. I feel like once Alex hears the ones that were before him,
he'll be
excluding
fine.
Matt's, he'll feel better about. Yeah. Okay. Nice. This is Clippy.
She's got a head in the clouds and she's not backing down. This skin is on fire. This skin is so on fire.
Let the man sing.
This segment is so stupid.
Oh, my days.
Yeah, good, well, good, good, good.
Here's Wallace.
Mama just pierced my skin.
What?
Flew down to Melbourne. A nice lady pushed it in. Mama, gotta bring through the head. Eloise says our sex life is now dead.
That's a full parody.
That is. That's Weird Al.
Very creative.
Weird Al. Yeah, maybe slightly too detailed, but that's all right.
Very creative.
I mean, we can't stop giving details now, so I think most people know.
And didn't
reveal any new information.
Nothing shocking anymore.
All right, Matt's second one.
Oh, no.
Here we go. So, A-Town.
Skin! Okay. Skin, 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 skin. Let's skin!
Michael will be dying of
grief. I am. I liked it.
Oh,
I liked it a lot, actually.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Well, we've seen him do the Lil Jon impersonation before. Never seen him change every word to skin, though. Right, skin, what have you got?
I think, okay. Well, I think Matt's first one's pretty hard to beat. And then
is that
Alex,
wild skin?
Yeah, wild skin.
Mm. Yeah.
And then Alex's.
Okay. Well, you may as well name three.
And if there's three, obviously.
If there's bronze, obviously, Mika's not in there.
I think Mika's is
in there. Oh, that's basically a first.
I got a good chuckle out of Mika's as well.
What about the full parody? Mika's ropey auto-tune has beaten a bloke that wrote a full parody.
Why did do the auto-tune?
Okay, we also had this one from JJ, because if you remember, Skin, there were a few people that weren't confident enough to get into the lyric substitute skin, as in recording themselves singing. But we then got it across to sort of movie titles as well, where the Chalkies were happy to change movie titles to your name. So here's JJ's attempts at a few movie titles.
Hi, boys. JJ from the UK. Not so much a long-time listener, but definitely a first-time caller. Found you through the skin getting his Prince Albert and just thought I'd join on inserting his name into film titles. I've thought about these long and hard, so I've got Aliens, which becomes Skin. Jaws, again, Skin. Titanic, Skin. Speed, Skin. I don't think I've done this right. I've got another one. I've got Liar, Liar. Skin, Skin. Fuck.
Well done.
Great job.
That's very good.
Great job.
Ah, would you rather? We'll take turns presenting scenarios, and everyone who hasn't asked the question, because I think it's you and I that have prepared them, in fact. And so everyone else will just choose between the two options, and then we'll spend the next amount of time arguing and trying to convince each other that our response is the only valuable one. Okay. First one. Now, Jans, this is interesting. This involves you, where this came from. We put out on our Instagram story today, we got the chocolates on Instagram, weird job titles that you've heard or that you were or seen or whatever, right? As in like your job description. Mm-hmm. So I've got one for you. Would you rather your job title be a scooper or a boner?
Scooper.
And I will give context eventually. But
it's got to be a scooper.
Skid, I'm going to need something from you.
You can't say you'd rather be a boner.
Would you rather be a boner than a scooper?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just worried a scooper means I'm going to be like scooping up cow shit or something.
I would rather do that than whatever a boner does.
Okay. What do you reckon, Mikus?
Boner.
Oh, you're an idiot.
No, I meant about the question, not describing it. all right, Skid, where do you lock it in?
I'm locking in boner.
So you all want to be
I want to be a scooper. I do not want to be a boner.
You two want to be boners. All right, yeah. And this is a full segment we can do later, Yarns, because there were some weird job titles that were written in, actually. A boner is one of them, but let's go to scooper first. Did you know, Yana and I found this out the other day.
Yeah, we did. Unfair advantage, to be honest.
Yeah, that's true. At Baskins and Robbins, if you are a person that puts ice cream into a cup or cone, your job title is a scooper.
Oh.
You have to go to scoop school.
Yeah.
That's your thing.
You already knew this?
Yeah.
Oh, well, this is unfair.
Nah, it's not a game. It's not a competition. It's just a game.
Yeah. It's definitely a game, but it's not a competition.
But genuine, there's a scoop school.
Scoop school.
Really?
To go to
the Baskin Robbins.
Yeah.
They've got like it.
Apparently.
Like a one-day course.
I mean, I'm sure there's someone listening who's worked at a Baskin Robbins and can verify or deny.
Great people, by the way.
Great people.
Yeah, that is fair.
But that is something we heard. That is something we heard. So
we should have someone out there that does work for Baskin and Robbins.
Surely.
They're a fairly large organisation.
But my issue, the person we were speaking to, like, was very clear as to say, my girlfriend works at Baskin and Robbins, but she's not a scooper. As if it would, like, had that sort of, you know.
Which leads me, what do you do?
Just work the till.
What else can you do?
What else do you do?
I mean, it's a wonderful company. There's probably
HR. I'm sure. Yeah, it's true.
Probably got a marketing team or something, I guess.
Well, that's true. A boner, by the way, is. That's weird. I never thought I'd say a sentence like that on the podcast.
What is a boner?
I remember this. So apparently when you work in like an abattoir.
Oh no.
So that's a good answer for the vegans.
Work in a fucking abattoir than a ice cream shop.
So the two vegans, they're boning.
They're boning.
What does that mean?
Where, what?
Not each other. Eloise is here tonight as well.
Wait, so like I'm cleaning up bones.
Cleaning up bones.
Oh no.
Yeah. Potentially,
it's really disheartening.
Potentially removing bones, I think.
Oh.
It's not right. So yeah, you probably would have preferred to be scoopers in hindsight.
Yeah, I guess.
But I mean, that's an unfair one. Let's go, Mikus, can we get one of yours?
Yeah, okay. So would you rather have every song you heard slowly turn into All Star, or every movie you watch slowly turn into Shrek?
Oh, that's a great one.
Oh, my.
All Star is the song by Smash Mouth.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Hey now, you're a skin star.
That segment has finished.
New segment. I get them confused. All right, Jans.
Movie. Yeah, movie.
Yeah.
I think movie as well.
Yeah, yeah. Agree. Such a good movie.
Such a good movie. Mm, great song.
Yeah.
Mm. I am thinking about, would I rather be able to listen to music again or rather be able to watch movies again?
Yeah, I listen
again
to more music than
me
I watch
too
movies.
That was exactly my justification. Nice. And also music has like that thing where you can just jump in the car and music can attack you because like, yo, I first connected or whatever. Yeah. Whereas I'm never going to accidentally watch a movie.
And if it's every song that slowly turns into it, it's like you're just getting into like something else and then it's just, hey now.
Putting the radio on in the morning. It's like your favorite Pink song, just as an example.
Great.
Bad example.
Taylor Swift. We are never, ever, ever getting, hey now.
No skin.
Yeah, okay, good choice. Nice. All right. Would you rather have your belly button pierced or have a little sombrero tattooed above your nipple? And I do have a picture example that we can get across on YouTube as well.
See Dave,
put a smiley face on
There's
the nipple.
There's a smiley face on the nipple.
that would hurt.
Yeah, you have to. Are you going to put this on your Instagram?
Yeah, we will. Yeah.
Your story. Put that you up have as to well. Have a look at that.
That's a great tattoo.
Yeah. Looks like Michael's next one.
How'd you get that photo of my nip?
I would much rather have that.
Actually, amazingly.
But then a belly button piercing.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you have to keep the belly button piercing?
Yeah, belly button piercing has to stay.
I would rather have a permanent belly button piercing.
No,
then the tattoo.
Yeah. I'd get the tattoo for sure.
It wouldn't be that weird for you to have a belly button piercing. That was
no, it wouldn't.
For
it's
someone
different.
Like Lee to have a belly button.
It's different.
Very strange.
That would be quite strange.
It would be weird if I had a belly button piercing. Obviously, I've removed it. So.
Let me see.
You haven't? No, yeah. It's still there.
It's a belly button piercing.
It's also a disco ball. Did you tell me on Friday if I may repeat it, that is in fact your girlfriend's?
Yeah. Well, we wouldn't say girlfriend, but the girl I'm getting to know.
Would she be happy with that?
Yeah, I think she's on board. Yeah.
That's fine.
Isn't she? Okay.
Don't know.
Eloise doesn't think so. If you just heard a large.
But to clarify, have we told the people this? Your original belly button piercing came out at footy training and you were so
and you wanted to keep
to
it so
one.
Badly.
No, I was nervous about the infection rate. Because
take it out now because it's been 8 weeks.
Yeah, well, you could take it out now.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm podcasting, so I'm not going to do it right at the moment.
I'll do it for you after. I'm super happy to.
Yeah. Well,
why are you keeping it?
I think it's a valuable memory that I'm unwilling to part with.
Memory.
Yeah, same with this medallion. Like skin threw his out straight away, but obviously I kept mine. You know, it's like
going to rip it out of you. Episode.
I've got keepsakes. Yeah. It's a great conversation starter.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many people are you showing your belly button to start a conversation?
Yeah, you'd be surprised. Like
if
sometimes
there are people that
footy,
you're struggling to make conversation with, do you just flash your shirt? Like what's going on?
Often the guy will walk across that's going to like be my opponent in footy and he's like, hey, mate, have a good game. And I'm like, yeah, I've got my belly button pissed. Like, so it just sort of comes up naturally.
A bit jarring.
In conversation.
Not a natural conversation.
One way to throw your opponent.
I don't know. I think I will get rid of it, but I'm just like, it looks really
How
good
old
as
are you?
Well. That's the other thing. It's like, if you've got it, flaunt it type of thing, I guess. I literally still do got it. So I have to therefore flaunt it. You know what I'm saying, Jan?
No.
Anyway, I've got another musical one here.
Yes,
similar to my last one.
Please.
It's weirdly similar to my last one. I didn't even notice this. Would you rather have all songs exist, but they're all performed by Pitbull, or only one Pitbull song exists, but it's performed by every artist with their own interpretation?
Definitely the second option.
Yeah, the second one, because I can just never listen to that song.
Wait, can you say it again one more time for those people?
No, I struggled to read it the first time.
Yeah.
Would you rather have all songs exist, but they are all performed by Pitbull?
In his style?
Does he say Mr. Worldwide?
Does he say Mr. Worldwide?
He says Mr. Worldwide in everyone, but I still think he would do, like, I guess the style of the
song. Are they
the
like
song.
Cover songs? So he's like a cover of his?
Yeah, but it's him.
No, absolutely not.
Okay. No, well, covers often are. Him. Well, they're not him. I don't know if he does covers, but like the artist, it would be them, obviously, that does the cover. Am I understanding the question right?
No, I think as in the first option is he covers all songs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh. Am I not?
I didn't
think that's what you said.
Anyway, I've got my belly button pierced.
So what was the second option? Was the second
only one Pitbull song exists, but it's performed by every artist with their own cover interpretation.
Wait, but are you saying only one Pitbull song exists and all the other normal songs still exist? Or
No.
Oh,
no.
Just one song exists.
One
and it's a Pitbull.
Song exists in the entire world. And it's a Pitbull song. But Ed Sheeran could sing it.
So he'd do it.
Taylor Swift could sing it.
Real good.
Oh.
The Black Eyed Peas could sing it. Whatever you want to listen to. Nickelback.
Oh my god.
I know you're fond of them.
Yeah, I love them.
Which song would it be from Pitbull?
The one where he says Mr. Worldwide?
That's everyone. Exactly. If it was Hotel Timber Motel. And he just featured on it, I would actually take that.
Good song.
That is a great tune. And I really would be lining up to hear Ed Sheeran. It's going down.
Yeah, I guess that.
I'm actually willing to take it if it's Timber. If it's like freaking Skin to National Love, no thanks. It is wonderful to look at what people are asking Google. And so we play Google Feud as a way of doing this. If you've seen the show Family Feud, it's got a lot of similarities. It's identical. Except it's what people are asking Google. So Skin, Mikkets, and Yana, they will take turns in trying to finish the search, and points are awarded based on how common their search is in Google. Are you ready? Oh, yep. There's a jingle, obviously.
Yeah, we're playing Google Feud. Come on, choose a category or two. I'm gonna tell you what to do. Yeah, playing it is cool. I will soon tell you all the rules, and you can play along with the crew. Yeah, we're playing Google Feud.
You gotta stop singing, okay.
It's terrible dancing.
All right. Well, luckily the camera was on you the whole time for that.
I just watched the panic in my eyes.
What have you got in that dance?
Yeah, so when I press
that
this button.
A TikTok dance.
And with ChatGPT, can you press that button and then it makes me dance. All right. What else do I need? A correct and an incorrect little dingle. Dingle?
A dingle.
Dingle's not what I'm after, I don't think.
A noise?
But yeah, a noise.
Like dingle harper.
What is that out of? Is that the Little Mermaid? Is that when he gets a fork?
It's a dingle hopper.
This is a dingle hopper. Oh, what a great memory.
Great movie, by the way, the new one. Great movie.
Is it? I haven't seen it.
Saw it last night.
Last night? Yep. That's very recent.
Yes.
You should bring more stories like this to the podcast.
That I went to the movies. I went to the movies last night.
Did you get popcorn?
Yep.
Frozen Coke?
Nope.
Okay, good. I think we've covered
most
of that.
It was a good time. That's my story.
Lovely. All right, well, that's not the first thing. Here it is. Is it hard to get a job at Yana? Left of the dealer first. You get the first crack.
Apple. No? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, take Apple. Yeah. 6,000 points. Dave the Beat, the nose jack shit. You're scoring here. Thank you. That sounded like a command. It wasn't meant to be. It was a request.
Thank you.
Could you please score? Thank you. Skin, what do you got for me? That's not the top answer. 6,000.
Google.
Oh. And I wish I had a different sound for top answer like they do in the actual Family Feud. Top answer, 10,000 points. Migas, still a bit for you though. That's like an 8,000, a 9,000, a 7,000. All the ones that haven't been said, basically, you can still say.
McDonald's.
Nice.
Great guess. And by that I mean.
No way.
Literally. It's not on the list.
Instagram. Is Instagram on there?
No, it's not.
Facebook.
Target, 9,000. Starbucks. Apple, you've said. Amazon was 7,000. Costco. Deloitte again.
Deloitte. No, wrong.
I actually can't remember how to Deloitte. Say it properly.
Deloitte. Cut on Deloitte.
Deloitte.
Just so I was taking Jody's joke. Hey, just so you know, that's what
it was. What about our Skin always pays us out about you reusing jokes? He's laughed harder at you saying it than when Jody said it.
I just have to clarify.
I don't remember the first time that got said. That caught me off guard. That was very funny.
Wait, I'm not claiming that. That was Jody.
Well, reference to it.
Yeah, very good. Okay, next round. Here we go. How does Google autocomplete this query? It says that. I've never read that before. It sounded weird.
I thought that was the query.
No, sorry. Yeah, let's not do that again.
Could you just read the query?
I lied about my... Oh, it sounds like Mikkus. Skin, it's your turn. You should be good at this one, Mikkus. I lied about running the marathon with the boys.
I lied about my height.
Oh, that's good.
You would think it is good, but according to this, it's horrific.
Really? Okay.
Nothing.
I really.
The second one, I can't give that away, I guess. Can't understand at all. It's obviously an internet meme.
Okay.
Mikkus? I lied about my... I mean, there's one real obvious answer that you haven't said, which is...
Or one guess. What?
Yeah.
Or wait.
Are you telling me to wait?
depends.
I lied about my weight. No.
Oh!
job. Career.
Nice.
And by that you mean
no. I'm definitely finding you points for that.
Don't find me points.
Well, there's...
I feel like there's a bias.
I lied about my education on my resume. I lied about my degree to get a job. Are two separate answers. I feel like they're both okay, aren't they?
No.
I personally wouldn't still have got no for that. No.
I would have thought education. Degree to get a job.
It's different. No, but that's about lying on your resume, to get a
job, not lying about what your job is.
Okay, good.
Don't
no points
that.
For anyone.
Don't give that. I don't want it. I don't want pity points.
Okay, fair.
I do. Can I have them?
What did you say? Wait.
Wait.
No, you have to wait.
Just out of curiosity, is age one of them? Should that have been a guess?
You don't actually get points there. But no, yeah, age was the top. I lied about my pet name. Steve was 9,000. That was the second. I didn't get that. Is that an answer?
I don't even get it.
Can't be that niche. If it's second to the top, maybe we're all just out of the loop.
I lied about my salary. I lied about my salary in an interview. I lied about my age by 1 year. A lot related to age. I lied about my age to a guy I met online. I mean, that's not a great thing. I lied about my age by 5 years. They're very specific.
Wow.
I lied about my past to my husband. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's a confession. That's a weird thing to type into Google.
I lied about
So the summary is
lied
no
about
points.
My past. No points to anyone, but we will go to the next
What's
round.
What's weird is how many people said I lied about my age by 5 years. Isn't it the most Googled thing?
Yeah, that was worth like 4,000 points.
That is very strange. Very
I never specific. Understand what you're hoping that Google would spit out back to you.
Some like, forum somewhere, probably on Reddit.
I lied about my age by 5 years. Good stuff.
Good. Okay.
Yeah, it's
like top five things to do when you've lied about your age by 5 years. This is the recovery plan. Yeah.
All right, here's a name one. Harry. Migas, you get to go first.
Who? Potter.
Nicely done for 9,000 points.
Oh, no.
Styles.
Nicely
done for 10,000 points. Oh, Skin, you need to think about this quickly. Good. This keeps you in the game, doesn't it?
Yep.
The only clue that I would give you is what?
Why don't you can't give a clue? Clues?
We're just like,
no, just after Yana's refused pity points.
Yeah, but I think it's hard when, so we like,
when
I give the correct
brother.
To you.
No.
I give the correct answer to you, and then everyone thinks, oh, you can't say. Nah, don't worry about it.
No.
I genuinely can't.
There's a lot of time
Harry.
For you to think.
Yeah. I'll see how you go, Skin. But probably tonight if you
can. Yeah. Oh, I've got nothing.
It's pretty easy.
All right, say it.
No, I've got nothing.
Pass. I've genuinely done.
Pass. Harry pass?
Yeah. Cannot think of another Harry.
Harry Potter pass.
Nice.
Oh. All right. Well, you got the top two.
Great.
Dave the Brit, the nose jack shit. Have we got a... we got a leaderboard? Like, is there a clear winner? Because that's in theory meant to be the last round. Okay, well, let me give the answers first and then I'll do the big reveal. Harry Styles, 10,000. You got that. Harry Potter. This is what I was trying to get to. The third one is Harry Potter movies.
Cross.
Right, for 8,000. No. The fourth one is Harry and David. Again, don't know that. What's that?
I don't know, but Dave's excited.
I don't know. Dave, is it just because it's your name?
That's why.
Yeah, okay.
I thought it was going to be some UK TV show that we have to watch.
It's just his name.
Dave
Googling how to make a
friend.
Dave's quite a niche name, so he's just excited about hearing it.
Oh,
very rare name.
Harry, that's my name. Okay, thanks. Fifth one, Harry Potter cast. Then Harry Belafonte, don't know who that is either. I was always more of a Comic Sans type of guy for my Belafonte. Harry and Meghan.
That was my next one. Yeah.
Really?
That's
annoying. Oh. Yeah. Harry Maguire also. Another
I was trying to think of his last name. Do the royals have last names? What's Prince Harry's last name?
Yeah, good question. Yeah, Queen Elizabeth, her last name was the second.
Dave, the Brit?
Windsor.
Surely.
Windsor.
Is it?
Didn't know that.
How did you not know that?
Oh, is that why it was called Windsor Palace?
Yep.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I watched that recently. There wasn't a show called Windsor Palace, but I think wasn't it Queen Elizabeth was a show on Netflix recently?
Not Downton Abbey?
No.
Crown? The Crown?
Like Bridgerton. It was an extension of that, I think. I'm getting really into my TV shows these days.
I have no idea.
Nice.
Yeah. I thought you had a follow-up question.
That was it.
All right, reveal some scores to me. What have we got here?
Migas on the bottom at 9,000.
Migas on the bottom at 9,000.
Pass.
That says more about you than him.
And we practiced. We had a practice round beforehand too. That's bad.
All right, and drum roll.
Skin with the silver medal on 10,000.
Whoa, yarn.
Gold with 16,000.
Okay, just because Dave's obviously not talking into the mic. Skin was on second with some amount of points and Yana was on first with more.
Thanks,
well,
everyone.
Done. Yarns, so there's your applause. Nicely done. And let's move in. Move in. Already done that as well. To you're in for a tweet we're going on to. I should have a little sound effect for that too.
Nice.
Skin, I think you're taking the reins on this one, aren't you?
I am, yeah. And it's questionable. It's
That's what we need.
No, not at all. But it's a you're in for a tweet. It's a I saw it on Twitter, but it's a screenshot of TikTok. So it's debatable if it can
right
be included.
On the borderline.
Yeah. But anyway, so I'm going to run with it this week. It says, the punishment for stealing $5,000 in Canada is a $2,000 fine. Follow for more financial advice.
That's funny.
It's good.
Wait, what?
What? What do you mean?
So in Canada, you can steal $5,000.
And get fined.
You get fined $2,000.
Yeah. Oh, you're $3,000
profit. $3,000.
You're making money.
Yeah.
Yes. So he says,
well, when are we going to
more
Canada?
Financial advice.
They should probably think about changing that. Yeah. I mean, I'm no like
that
president
would be,
or
that
prime
would be
minister.
A funny like segment in the future is funny laws like
yeah.
that.
Weird laws. Like
yeah.
That. I like that.
Good. I'm sure there's other things that
do
I've
Do you reckon
been.
Now that you've revealed that though, like Canada will probably have some sort of parliament meeting tomorrow and get a change?
Probably, yeah, an
I don't
emergency
think they're listening
meeting.
To the podcast.
What Canada parliament?
You said it.
They're not sitting there. Guys, can you put on that podcast? Before we get to this stuff, obviously.
Yeah, that guy that got his Prince Albert pierced.
Obviously.
Now, did you guys all bring in your lyric substitute skins? For- Alrighty, that's another episode of the We Got the Chocolates podcast complete. We would love you to get in touch with us, or we welcome it, in fact, to join and be part of the Chockies crew by getting in touch with us at the website or on the socials. Remember that in our social links, there are discount codes to LSKD and Better Beer merchandise at the moment. Also remember that we obviously have our own merchandise dropping now. You're yeah, listening to it on
dropped.
Thursday. It's dropped. In the air. Out. Dropped.
It's dropped. It's been dropped.
But yes, if you watch on YouTube, then you can see the hoodie that Yana is wearing. That's available for purchase.
Yep, at the website. We've got thechocolates.com.au. We'll have a little shop page where you can get all that stuff. And if you want to contribute to the show, you can also leave a voicemail on the chalk line.
Nice.
Or you can just write in if
it
that's your preference. At least two people have referred to it by that. Yeah,
okay.
Stage.
You must admit you the chalk line is better than saying yarns. It's true. I mean, I'm asking you the question, but it's also there's only one correct answer. Is the chalk line better than saying? Or you can leave a verbal message on our website, which is how I used to introduce it.
Yeah, it's pretty clunky. I don't like that.
That is a good word for it.
Cool. Also, keep the ratings and reviews coming in. YouTube comments. Obviously, Goaty loves. He'll respond to one every 8 weeks or something when he works out how to log in, which is always good. Yarns, anything from you? Thanks very much for being on.
Thanks for having me. Always a fun time.
It is. It is. It is.
It is.
It is.
And that's please. Showbiz, baby.
Yeah. Oh, that's actually Mikas wants to get that tattooed, by the way. On
really?
Him, on yeah. himself, not on someone
Where?
Else.
I don't know yet, but it'll be there.
Talk about
soon.
It.
No, okay. She meant like suburb.
No, I don't no. think she did.
No, I did not.
Probably Palm Beach.
Melbourne.
Probably the worst joke you've told all episode.
Nah, that's good. There's no such thing as a bad joke, Yarns. Remember that.
No, I won't.
Also fair.
Bye.
Remember, if you're out there having a laugh with your mates this week, you're absolutely getting the chocolates. We love speaking to you. We love having you here. And we will speak to you again this time next week. And as always, good luck in the future. And that's Tom.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.